What's the theme, or what's a part of my story that I want to convey? Okay, let me break that down into 3 to 5 chapters. And then I want you to choose just one of those 3 to 5 chapters that you've written down. Okay? And what we're going to do with that chapter is we're going to write down 3 prompts to help you write this chapter down. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Diary of an Indie Writer. This is a podcast for writers and aspiring writers wherever you are on your journey. My name's Jazz Hoti, and I wish you a warm welcome whether you're tuning in for the first time or you're a returning listener. Today, we're continuing our exploration into the world of journaling. Now, in the last couple of episodes, I've introduced the concept of journaling, defined what it is, and also talked about the 2 types of journaling. If you've not listened to those already, those are short episodes. I'd invite you to go ahead and listen to those now. You see, journaling has some incredible benefits for us as writers. It's been the foundation of my writing practice over the last 8 years, and it has held deep benefits for so many writers I've come across and I've worked with. In today's episode, I'm going to cover how journaling, as well as everything else that I've just mentioned, can actually help you write your book. That's right, journaling can literally help you write down the book that's inside of you. Whether you're more of a plotter or a pantser, which is something I wrote about on the blog recently, I'll share the link in the podcast notes. Whether you're a plotter or a pantser, if you're new to writing, or maybe you've written a book or two already, journaling can help you write down your book inside of you. And that's why this episode is aptly called Journaling Your Book Down. In case you're wondering, you've been looking at the podcast titles. In British English, journaling is spelt with 2 L's. In American English, it's just the 1 L. So if you're more familiar with American English and you're wondering why I've gone with a double L, I'm someone who's more familiar with British English, so that's what I've gone with. But yeah, whether you're a 1L person or a 2L person, if you're into journaling, you're in the right place. So let's get right to it. Journaling your book down. The principles of this episode can apply to both fiction and non-fiction. So this is exciting stuff. You can apply it to whatever you are writing. So how is it possible, I hear you asking, to write down your book with the help of journaling? You've probably heard about what journaling is. Maybe you've even journaled yourself. But you might be thinking, aren't journaling and writing a book 2 completely different kinds of writing? Well, actually, the 2 can be combined into a whole, and it can work really effectively. And the secret is in the 2nd type of journaling that we talked about last time, journaling with prompts. And how it works is like this. You take your overarching idea for a book. Maybe it's sharing a transformation or a hero's journey that you've gone on. Or you're someone who's had a business that's been serving clients for a while and you feel that you've got some valuable insights that you'd like to share with a broader audience. Maybe it's a fiction book of some kind. What you're going to do is you're going to pop your overarching theme or idea down onto paper and then come up with roughly 3 to 5 key ideas, aka chapters, that you would like to go in your book. This can be really rough. It doesn't have to be exact at all. So you've got your overarching theme or idea. You've written down your 3 to 5 sub-ideas. Remembering that it's only supposed to be rough. And that should actually take you no more than a couple of minutes. It should take you no more than a couple of minutes. Don't think about it too much. Scribble it down on paper. And then I want you to take one of those subheadings, one of those chapters. And we're going to look at that. again, I want to repeat this because this is really important. This is super rough. You don't have to give it too much thought. You just need to give yourself a couple of minutes, no more than 5 minutes, to be like, okay, what's the theme, or what's a part of my story that I want to convey? Okay, let me break that down into 3 to 5 chapters. And then I want you to choose just one of those 3 to 5 chapters that you've written down. Okay? And what we're going to do with that chapter is we're going to write down 3 prompts to help you write this chapter down. You're going to decide what those prompts are. So let me, because I'm going to illustrate this with an example. So this is one I made earlier, if you like. And it's completely, it was just what was on the top of my head when I was scripting this. So let's say you're writing a book about growing plants, and specifically about growing plants in hot environments. Bear in mind, I don't know an awful lot about plants, so this should be interesting. But like I said, it can be rough, it can be vague. So it illustrates my example it illustrates the point I'm making quite nicely. So my book idea is writing about plants in growing plants in hot environments. So my title might be something like How to Grow and Nurture Plants in the Desert, or something like that. And then for my 3 to 5 chapter titles, I'm going to go with something like, and this is, again, completely improvising, super vague, super rough. I didn't give it too much thought. So the chapters could be The Seeds You Need to Buy, How to Nurture Those Seeds, The Ingredients for a Healthy Desert Plant, Some Things to Watch Out For, and Getting Started with Growing Plants in the Desert. So there's some overlaps there. I've literally just thrown down 5 possible sub-ideas, chapter headings beneath that working title that I came up with. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick one of those. So I've picked The Ingredients for a Healthy Desert Plant. The Ingredients for a Healthy Desert Plant. And then for that chapter, I've written down 3 prompts to help me bring out those ingredients. So the first one, the 3 prompts that I've gone with are, what are the ingredients for a healthy desert plant? Now I wrote the next prompt down. Why are light and water so important for plants? And the third one, what's the difference between growing a desert plant and just a regular plant? So that's what so you can see what I've done there. I've come up with a title. I then came up with, I wrote down 5 chapter headings. You can write as little as 3. And then I've chosen one of those and I've written 3 prompts. And then what you're going to do is, or what I would be doing is, if I was really working on this as a title, if I was really writing this book, I'd set a timer for 10 minutes and I'd write to one of those prompts, 2 of those prompts, 3 of those prompts. I'd just choose one of those and I'd start writing. And that's literally it. So you could really strip this back if you wanted to and just literally just have your idea, write down 3 chapters, choose one of those chapters, and then come up with a couple of writing prompts for that chapter. That's the method here. But what I suggest is idea, 3 to 5 chapters, choose one of those, write down 3 prompts, and then give yourself 10 minutes and start writing to that prompt. It sounds a little bit convoluted when I say it out loud, but it's actually really straightforward. You can do it on a sheet of paper. You can literally, on a sheet of A4 paper, write down your title, write down the chapter headings, choose one of those chapter headings, scribble down 3 writing prompts, timer for 10 minutes, and get writing. And that's literally how you can start writing your book. Can you see? So in the space of, you know, a half hour, you can go from idea to writing something. Now, this is very effective if you've had something which you've... It's overwhelming, isn't it, writing a book? It's this big task, and it can seem like a mountain. But if you break it down into little chunks using those writing prompts, you can start writing. Equally, if there's something, a book that you started writing that you hit a bit of a wall with, or you lost momentum with, and it just feels, it's like, I can't get going with this. This is a very effective way of picking back up where you left off. So really, that is it. Book idea, chapter titles, journal prompt, start writing. It gets you out of your head, and it gets you writing down to these timed journal prompts. So it gives you just enough structure and that little bit of time to begin writing. 10 minutes, that's my recommendation. Because at the end of those 10 minutes, what I've found is, for myself, and again, many writers that I've worked with, when you write using prompts, and you give yourself 10 minutes, you'll have found some rhythm, and you'll want to continue writing. And for your next writing session, you can continue on that prompt, or you can choose one of the other prompts. And then you can continue to come up with prompts until your chapter is complete, and then you'll slowly move on to another chapter. And like I say, this is all very rough, it's all very vague. You're just wanting to get your first draft out. So this is how journaling using prompts can help you get your story out onto the page. And that, dear listeners, is how you can use journaling to help you write your book down. As I mentioned earlier, I've used this approach myself. I used it to help dozens of writers during a writing program that I ran last year. And I've recently started using this approach with my one-to-one writing clients too. I found it to be simple and effective, and so I'd encourage you to give this a go if you're someone who's been procrastinating on writing your book idea for a long time now, or maybe you've hit a wall of some kind with a project that you're working on. Give it a go. Give yourself 30 minutes to sketch out a title, if you don't have one, some chapters, and then choose 3 prompts for yourself. Set a timer and get to writing. Give it a go. See what it can do for you. And if you haven't already, I'd also invite you to sign up for my newsletter. In the coming weeks, I'll be sharing more resources on writing and information on my coaching program if you would like some additional support and accountability when it comes to fleshing out your book idea and starting to get it written down. As we shift into spring, now is the perfect time to carve out the time and give yourself permission to write down your story. If you have any questions about what you've heard today, you can visit indiewriter.net and reach me using the contact form over there. Otherwise, this has been another episode of Diary of an Indie Writer. Thank you for showing up and for listening today. And as always, bye for now. I wish you the happiest of writing, and I shall see you next time.